Today I'd like to talk to you about the importance of blood in Christianity and why we consider the blood of Jesus to be extremely important. And it all goes back to God's commands in the Old Testament. First of all, we need to understand why we need blood and what blood does. And it goes back to the understanding in the Old Testament that when we commit a sin, it separates us from God. And the only way to be reconnected to God is through blood. And there's only two options there. The first is for you to give your blood. And when I say blood, I don't mean, you know, cutting your finger and bleeding. What the term blood means is actually life. That you or something else or someone else is giving up their life, because that's the penalty for sin. The penalty for sin is separation from God, and we call that eternal death. It's not the physical death that we're talking about here. It's eternal death, separation from God for eternity, and that is the result of sin and always has been the result of sin. Now, in the Old Testament, the requirement was that you had to have a pure lamb, unblemished. It means it didn't have any marks or scars or anything like that. It had to be as pure as you could make it. And then that lamb, that sheep, would give up its life, its blood, so that you could be forgiven for whatever the particular sin was. Now, God also made provisions for those who couldn't afford a lamb. There are others, if you read in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, you can read that God made other ways, but it was always a blood requirement. For those who couldn't afford a lamb, they could do two doves, so that there was always a need for blood to be spilled when we sin, so that we can renew our relationship with God. Now, for those of us who are Christians, we no longer have to sacrifice a lamb or doves or anything else, but there still is a blood requirement. I hear all the time, oh, God loves you, God loves you, God is love. Yes, but God is also just. And that's justice means that there must be a payment for sin. God doesn't just say, oh, it's okay, don't worry about it. For God to be just, there needs to be a payment for sin. And in the Old Testament, that was the sacrifice of a lamb. In the New Testament, it's through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. That is the blood that covers our sins. But it's not just for one sin, and every time we sin, Jesus has to die again. Since Jesus was God's Son, when he gave up his life, his human life, he gave it up on the cross that we might have a new relationship with God. We are renewed in our relationship to God. Now, after Jesus died on the cross with our sins on him, he still faced spiritual death, which is separation from God. And for a period of time, a short period of time, because Jesus carried our sins, he was separated from God. So the requirement for life to be given, and in Jesus' case, a short period of his spiritual life, his blood, his life was given up that we might have eternal life with God. Now, that doesn't mean it's given to everybody. It's offered to everybody. But we must ask forgiveness. Just as in the Old Testament, the Jewish people had to take a lamb or take doves, take them to the temple, give them to the priest so that the sacrifice could be made. It's not something that's given out freely to everyone just randomly. You have to ask for forgiveness. The gift is there. The blood has already been spilt. The blood has already been given. We can have forgiveness of sins. So in the church, in Christianity, when we talk about blood, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about God reaching out to us and paying the penalty for our sins. And that's an important thing for us to remember also. What was the cost of our turning away from God? And sin is that. It's turning away from the commands of God and doing the things God has told us not to do. So the cost of that is separation from God. And yes, God loves us. He loves us so much that that penalty had to be paid. And it was paid with the blood, with the life of Jesus Christ. So when we say the blood of Jesus covers me, or that I've been saved by the blood, what we're saying is God loved me so much that he sent his son, Jesus, into the world to die in my place. And if we don't live our lives remembering that and honoring that, then it becomes cheap grace. Then Jesus died and we're playing games. We need to think about what the cost was. And that's why we continually talk about the blood of Jesus Christ, or being covered by the blood, or washed in the blood. Many of our hymns and our songs bring up this over and over again, and this is what it's about. It's about the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus giving up his life that we might have eternal life, that we might be made right with God. So you see, God's never changed. The penalty has always been the same. The penalty for sin has always been life, the loss of life. But in our case, Jesus came and willingly died in our place, that we wouldn't have to die and be separated from God. Because that's the only other option, is either to sacrifice an animal or to give up your life and be separated from God forever. And Jesus came into the world and gave up his life that we might have eternal life. So we say we have been saved by the blood, or washed in the blood, been made clean, been made whole. And that's the importance of blood in Christianity. It's the importance, it's life itself. Jesus Christ gave up his life that we might have eternal life and live forever with God in heaven. Thank you.